各位弟兄姊妹早晨，感谢主又让我哋有机会嚟到佢嘅面前，一同嘅相聚、祷告、赞美佢。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. We thank the Lord that we are able to come together again to sing praises to Him and to give thanks to Him.
喺聚会之前，我哋要一齐低头，先做一个祷告。
Before we begin today's meeting, let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we praise you and we give thanks to you.
因为你是那位伟大的主。
Because you are that Almighty God.
虽然我们在这个这样的环境的底下，好像不自由。但是我们的主，我们却是因着你而得着释放的。
Although it seems as though under these circumstances we do not have any freedoms, Lord, but it is in fact in you that we are set free.
主啊，我们在这里的时候，我们要向你说，主啊，你真伟大。
Lord, as we come before you, we have to say you are great.
愿意我们的眼目越过环境，越过地上边嘅一切，仰望你，你从你嗰度嚟得着能力。
May our gaze look past all the things of this world, all the things that are in front of us, and we can see you alone.
主啊，愿你嘅同在显喺我哋嘅中间。今朝早嘅时间，完全嘅仰望你，你喺呢个中间为首，为带领。
May you be the lead. May you be the one who is to guide us throughout this morning.
奉主耶稣基督的名，这么祷告，阿门。
We pray all this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
早上的时候呢，我预备了一首的诗歌要介绍给弟兄姐妹。
This morning, there is a hymn that I have prepared that I want to introduce to brothers and sisters.
这首诗歌可能对有些弟兄姐妹是陌生的，因为不是常常唱。
And perhaps this song is a little bit unfamiliar for some of us, because we do not sing this often.
但是这首诗歌是非常之励志的。
But in fact, this song is actually very appropriate.
Encouraging.
Yeah,
是鼓励、勉励、提醒的诗歌。
It's one that will encourage and remind us.
等我呢，share 下，咁啊，亦都有音乐嘅，咁弟兄姊妹呢，你就，大家都 mute 咗啦吓，就可以喺你嘅地方大声嘅唱，跟住呢个个谱嚟唱啊。
So there is some music that accompanies this song, this hymn I'm about to share. So you can go ahead and sing along at home where you are.
都睇到啊，系咪睇到啊？ Did you see, Michael?
Yes.
Oh, okay. 嗱，呢首诗歌咧就叫做 I Press On, 我直跑，系诗歌267首嘅。
And the title of this hymn is I Press On. It is found in our hymnary 267.
好啊。如果呢你有诗歌呢，可以睇住个诗歌，如果唔系呢，你睇住你嘅荧光幕啊。
If you have a hymn book handy, you can take a look and follow on there. If not, you can watch your, you can look at your screen and follow there.
我先呢就弹一节，第一弹第一节先啊。
So we'll just hear the first stanza first.
OK, 大家都熟悉这首诗歌吗？
So are we familiar, some of us maybe, to this hymn?
如果不熟悉，我们跟着个音乐来唱。
If we're not, we can follow along with the hymn.
OK, 准备。
Please stand, 虽然孤单不变。那开路者现在找你，可以当前无言。 当向标杆立前，主眼睛像火焰，张开看你人选什么，可别管他喜欢。当向标杆立前，不要再往后面，因为前头就是掌上，主要是你关联。当向标杆立前，三二额头闭眼，再继续你路径。
好，就呢呢几节嘅诗歌吓。如果你有诗歌咧，你就会发觉到诗歌里边，呢一首嘅诗歌系从呢个腓立比书三章十三到十四呢两节。
So if you have a hymn book handy, you'll notice that the inspiration behind this song, this hymn, is found in scripture, the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 13 and 14.
究竟腓立比书三章十三十四节点讲嘅呢？佢话弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事。就是忘记背后努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
What is it? How is it recorded for us in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 13 and 14? It says, Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And this was something that was in the heart of Paul as he writes this. We see that even in his older age, he had one heart that he wanted to live in the presence of the Lord. And he wasn't even at his old age with all that he had experienced, all that he had done. He did not say that I've got it, I know it, I'm there already. No, he says that I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. Even he says he fervently presses on to look to take lay hold of it.
系啊，保罗既然都系咁样样，咁何况我哋呢啲咁软弱、咁啊后生啊、咁唔掂嘅人咧
？And then for Paul to say that, then who are we? We of such weakness and youthfulness that we would say anything less.
王兴前个礼拜过咗身，但系佢嘅死。却系俾我一啲嘅鼓励。
Our brother Wong had passed this past week, but in his passing, he gave me much encouragement.
如果你话用人人都一死噶啦，迟早都会死嘅，咁用呢个嚟解释佢嘅过去咧，呢个算系消极嘅。
That it would be quite negative just to say that we all must pass away, we all die once. So this approach would a little bit be a negative.
因为希伯来书嗰度讲俾我听，我哋思念同埋效法，留心前人嘅结局。
That Hebrews tells us that we would pay attention to know well those that came before us.
系啦，系啦。咁所以王丁嘅结局咧，就俾我想起呢首嘅诗歌。
And our brother's passing led me to think of this hymn.
佢冇几耐之前咧，就即系同我交有交通，咁佢话希望喺主面前有一个祷告。佢话求主咧俾佢多两年嘅时间嚟做咩咧？去完成佢交通传道书嘅呢一个嘅负担。
I had a meeting with him before he passed recently, and he shared that he had a prayer in his heart that he wanted to have 2 more years. What? What did he want those 2 years for? He wanted to be able to finish, to complete his sharings on the book of Ecclesiastes.
我当时就同佢讲话，王兄，你会唔会太过分啊？你有咁样嘅要求？
And I recall mentioning to him, is that a little bit too much to ask for?
结果呢，当然，你可以说事与愿违，就不是这样发生，因为不够一年的时间，他就过去了。传道书也都没法子在他的计划里面去完成。
And we see that it was not meant to be, as that was about a year ago, I had that conversation with him, and he has passed on already and not completed the study on the book of Ecclesiastes.
但我哋只能够话呢个系神嘅时间，神嘅旨意，佢系按着佢所定规嘅时间啊，施喺我哋嘅身上边。
And we know this is all according to God's time, and we know that all things happen according to His own timing.
我哋只能够服喺佢自己嘅安排嘅底下，就系啦。
All we must do, we can do, is to submit under His arrangements.
我要讲嘅唔系呢一件嘅事情。
It's not this that I would like to share about.
我意思即系话唔系我哋要效法王德兴有咁样嘅要求。俾我几多时间啊？俾我有啲仲有啲咩心愿未完嘅？我唔系讲呢一个。
And I'm not trying to say that we should use that as an example to lay out what we want and what we need want to complete before we pass.
我要讲嘅就系、是、王兴虽然去到最后佢系嗰一程。
And what I want to share is that even though our brother had reached his last days,
而他是愿意使用这最后的时间来到竭力的服侍主。
That it was his desire, even in his last days, to fervently chase, seek after the Lord.
他使神这么多年照计，他是可以休息。照计佢系可以停落嚟嘅。
Throughout all these years of the dialysis, that of all the suffering that he had gone through, he perhaps it was okay for him to have some rest.
但佢冇。
But that was not what he wanted.
并且竭力嘅追求服侍到最后一分钟。
That he was actively pursuing after the Lord, even at the end.
所以保罗呢句说话，佢话我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
And so Paul reminds us that I do not regard myself as already having laid hold of it, but forgetting what lies behind, reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on to the goal.
所以呢首嘅诗歌，佢话。我当向标杆力行，虽然孤单。 当向标杆力行，虽然孤单不便，那开路者现在召你，所以当前勿言。
So it reminds us in the hymn that on toward the goal, press on, alone, yet unafraid, he cut the path who beckons us thee, on then and undismayed.
当向标杆力前，不要再望后面，因为主，因为前头就是奖赏，主要赐你冠冕。
On toward the goal, press on, look not behind thee, when just ahead lies his well done, and crowns await thy brow.
我交通就停喺呢一度。
How am I sharing here?
或者我哋再唱一次，啊，希望呢个印象俾我哋深一啲，好吗？
Let us sing it one more time through, so we will have a deeper impression.
好，一开始咯，啊。
虽然孤单不变，那开路者现在找你，所以当前无言，当向标杆立前，主眼向火焰，正在看你人选。什么和别管他是烟，当向标杆立前，不要再往后面，因为主早就是掌上，主要赐你冠冕。当向标杆立前，在耳口鼻眼，在崎岖的世纪路上，紧随基督向前。
好，我就将呢时间交俾弟兄姊妹，你按着圣灵的引导，我们一个一个的开声交通。
I'll leave the rest of the time to brother and sister so we can meditate and share on God's words.
跟住弟兄的交通，我的交通。
I'd like to have a word of sharing.
昨晚我在家里听到一堂道，就是香港的弟兄们。
Last evening, I heard a message, and this message was given by brethren in Hong Kong.
他们的主题是讲与神同行。
The topic of this message is to walk with God.
弟兄们，他们开始的领的诗歌是主啊，我在这里。
The hymn which they led to begin the message was, Lord, here I am.
当弟兄讲完圣诗之后，他同弟兄姊妹又唱多一次，主啊，我在这里的这首诗歌。
After the meeting was over, the brethren sung again this hymn, Lord, here am I.
当弟兄唱完第一次之后，他第二、第三次，他没办法再唱。
After the brethren sang the song the second time, they could not go on, continue on with the song stanzas 2 and 3.
其实我们都一样。
It's the same for us.
我们大家都知道这首诗歌第一次是招远年弟兄所写的。
We know that this song was written by Brother Chiu.
第二、第三节是王弟兄去加上去的。
Brother Jill wrote this song with stanza one, and then Brother Wong added stanzas two and three onto it.
这首诗歌在我们的副篇里面第十二首。
This is in our hymn supplement, number 22 in our hymn supplement.
如果弟兄们可以的话，可以将佢可以帮手打上去屏幕上，我哋大家可以一齐睇一睇第二、第三节，王弟兄系点写。
If brothers and sisters can put that up, we can look at it together, what Brother Wong adds in stanzas 2 and 3 to this supplement number
22。继续交通先啦，找紧。主啊，主啊，我在这里，求你听我细语，我甘愿不再满足我自己。 只靠你听穿我心意，你舍命完成了父神旨意，我怎敢半途放弃？助我专一随你脚步，直到那日，欢迎见你。
We can see the lyrics posted on, and stanza 2 reads, O Lord, my Lord, here I am. May thou, dear Lord, hear my plea. Selfish pleasures, Lord, I will resign. Fulfill this desire, O Lord, I plead. Thou hast laid down thy life doing God's will. How can I give up and turn aside? Help me follow thee wholeheartedly. To that joyful day, I will see thee.
第三节，弟兄话：主啊，主啊，我在这里，求你，求你听我细语。我渴想那日快出临近。 教会满欢迎你再临，你引你众圣走过艰辛，我怎可不朝标杆前行？伴我行完你嘅旨意，辛苦装成欢迎敬你。
O Lord, my Lord, here I am. May thou, dear Lord, hear my plea. I yearn that day should quickly come. Thy church will greet thee with joy. Thou hast led all the saints through toil and pain. How can I not press toward the goal? Walk with me to finish the course. Till the bride be made ready for thee.
求尊弟兄交通告，王弟兄佢有个意愿。
As our brother mentioned earlier, this is our brother's plea that if the Lord be willing to give him 2 more years of time. In those 2 years of time, it was for him to fulfill his desire.
弟兄，佢唔想半途放弃。
Because our brother did not want to let it be unfinished halfway.
佢求神可以助佢专一嘅跟从神嘅脚踪。
He desired that he could follow the Lord in his path wholeheartedly.
因为弟兄佢话，佢点可以唔朝标杆直行？
Because as our brother writes in these two stanzas, that how can he not head toward the goal?
一首好美的诗歌，两位弟兄都翻返去天父嗰度。
This particular hymn is penned by two wonderful brothers who are now with the Lord.
好似头先，好似人体，好似王弟兄，好似冇。
In man's perspective, perhaps it seems as if Brother Wong was not able to fully discharge the burden upon himself. But he strived diligently, pressing on toward the goal.
某人已经在打拳头去,
In these recent days, Marine has been transcribing Ecclesiastes.
当我看到王弟兄他自己所改的手稿的时候,
when I can visualize, when I can literally see the draft which Brother Wong has edited,
他一个字一个字这样的修改，连一个标点符号都不会得漏洞。
That he was diligently editing the draft, even with each, not only each word, but each punctuation mark.
我想到这段时间是，其实是应该是弟兄最辛苦、最软弱的那段时间。
Now we can imagine it is during this period of time when our brother is most physically weak and in pain at this time.
他虽然不可以同我们在网上继续分享传道书。
Even though our brother cannot continue to share on the book of Ecclesiastes with us, even online,
但是他仍然在修改他所讲的讲稿。
Yet he is still zealously editing the transcription of his sharing.
当以往王弟兄在我们中间讲的时候，他时时讲得很长，超过钟很多的时候。
Many a times when our brother shares with us, he may speak a little bit long and he may go past the time, so to speak.
所以我们家那阵时，如果王弟兄来讲到，我们就之后都是吃饭，我们大家可以吃得饱啲。
So when we know that our brother may be speaking on that particular day, our family will have a bigger breakfast so that we won't be hungry afterwards.
弟兄，他的心思是想我们可以听明白。
This is our brother's desire that he wants to share all that is laid upon his heart with us.
他愿意将他的负担完全地向我们释放。
So that he can fully discharge the burden which is laid upon him.
他读跑远，跑完他当跑的路。
He has finished his course.
他打了美好的仗。
He has fought the good fight.
他守住他要当守的道。
And he has kept the faith.
他现在在父神的右边。
And now he is at the right hand.
他在神的面前。
He is in God's presence.
享受到他的丰富，领取他当得的冠冕。
And he is able to gain the crown which is preserved for him.
所以我们其实求求诗歌是不单单是保罗勉励我们众人。
And such words are not only from Paul, it is to encourage all of us.
藉着我们的弟兄，实在求神给我们有个心智。
And so, through our brother, may God also give us such a desire and determination that we would all press on toward the goal. That we continue to press on
toward
the goal. Zoom meeting.
I end my sharing here.
I also have a lot of communication. Brothers and sisters, I have a lot of
communication. Good morning, brothers and sisters. I do also have some sharing. Peace be to brothers and sisters in the Lord.
今天我所交通的，其实在创世纪里面大家都很熟悉，就是挪亚。
I'm going to be sharing from the book of Genesis, something that's very familiar with brothers and sisters.
挪亚这个故事大家都非常之熟悉。
I'm sure brothers and sisters are very familiar with the story of Lot. Oh, sorry, Noah.
Noah, yeah. 我们打开创世纪第六章第九节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6, verse 9.
若罗亚的后代记在下面，罗亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。罗亚与神同行。
Verse 9 reads, These are the records of the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time. Noah walked with God.
在神的眼中，罗亚是一个义人，亦都是一个完全人。
In God's eyes, Noah was a righteous man, that he was blameless.
好像现今的世代来讲，我们在基督耶稣里都看为义啊。
So just as we are deemed to be righteous before God today in Christ.
咁我哋再睇咧第六章二十一节同埋二十二节，第六章二十一节到二十二节。佢话你要拿讲啊 ，Michael。
Let's move forward to verses 21 and 22 of chapter 6.
你要拿各样食物，即速起来，好作你和他们的食物。罗亚就这样行，凡神所吩咐的，他都照样行了。
It reads, And as for you, take for yourself some of all food which is edible, and gather it to yourself, and it shall be for food for you and for them. Thus Noah did, according to all that God had commanded him. So he did.
今日和弟兄姊妹分享就是当时罗亚所处的环境，我们现今这个 pandemic 我们所处的环境。
I wanted to draw a parallel between the environment that Noah found himself in and the environment that we find ourselves in as we are in the midst of a pandemic.
那从第21节到22节讲，就是看到罗亚是有一个听从和服从神的吩咐去做一件事情。
We see from verses 21 and 22 that Noah displays a very obedient heart and he took action upon what he had heard.
当神吩咐罗亚去做的时候，罗亚是不知道天会下雨40日。
At the moment of time when God spoke to Noah in verse 21, Noah had no idea that very soon that there would be a flood.
他也都不知道他会在方舟，住在方舟里面超过一年多。
And he did not know that he would eventually have to stay and live within the ark for more than a year.
他只是有一样东西，就是听从和服从。
All he knew that he was supposed to do was he heard and then he obeyed.
神叫他做什么，他就做了什么出来了。
And whatever God entrusted for him to do, he followed and did it.
虽然今次这个疫情，这个肺炎疫情是流行得很紧要。
And even though the pandemic, this particular pestilence of upper respiratory type of pestilence is very severe.
但是我们很容易就落入一个恐惧、恐慌的情形之下。
It's very easy for us to fall into a state of despair or anxiousness.
不是好像罗亚一样，对这个，对这件事情，他看为不是说不严重，他只是听从神所吩咐而去做。
That's quite different from Noah and his response. He did not see the severity of whatever was around him.Just knew that he heard from God and then he followed.
虽然而家个世代，我哋嘅生活方式唔可以同罗亚当时去比较。
So definitely we cannot draw such a direct parallel a comparison with the days of Noah.
但系罗亚佢看每一样事情都系以神为优先。
But one thing we do know and we can construed.Is that Noah deemed whatever it was that he received from God as being the word directly to him to follow?
咁我哋再睇第七章第六节嗰个时候，到六到第七节嘅时候。
If we move further into chapter 7 now and verses 6 and 7.
佢话当洪水泛滥在地上的时候，挪亚整六百岁，挪亚同他的妻子、儿子、儿妇都进入方舟躲避洪水。
It reads, Now Noah was 600 years old when the flood of water came upon the earth. Then Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him entered the ark because of the water of the flood.
咁我哋再睇第八章第十三同埋第十四节。
If we move on to chapter 8, verses 13 and 14.
佢话到挪亚601岁，正月初一，地上的水干了。挪亚撤去方舟的盖观看，便见地面上干了。到了2月27日，地就干了。
It reads, Now it came about in the 601st year, in the first month, on the first of the month, the water was dried up from the earth. Then Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the surface of the ground was dried up. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry.
咁我哋如果从第七到第八章里面睇到，挪亚足足住喺方舟系有一年零十多日嘅。
And so we see, if we just do the quick calculation between verses chapter 7 and chapter 8, that Noah actually had to remain in the ark for 1+ year.
这个就是我第二点交通的，就是挪亚在方舟里面的等候。
This is actually the second point that I wanted to share with brothers and sisters. It concerns the waiting that Noah had to endure during this period of time.
挪亚在方舟是只有八个人。
There were only 8 individuals that were in the ark.
还有神所吩咐他带那些动物植物进去里面。
And then plus the various animals and also the plants and foods that was there.
但是在当时的世代呢，是挪亚是没有internet 可以上网。
Now certainly in that generation, there was no such thing as an internet for Noah to log into.
他不需要我们这么担心，我们走去 shopping 又会惊到染病啊。
And he certainly didn't have to worry about contracting some sort of illness like we do, that we're afraid to go shopping because of the possibility of contracting the COVID-19 virus.
他也没有电视，没有收音机。
Neither did he have a radio nor a television set.
但是他一样就是有一个专一的心，等候的心。
But what he did possess was a pure heart to await before God.
他不知道这水几时会退，他只是等候到神所吩咐他才作下一步的事。
He had no idea when the waters would recede. All he knew was he was going to wait until that time when God gave him word, then he would follow whatever it was that God would have told him.
他虽然不是好像我们现今有弟兄姊妹相陪，
He doesn't have the covering or the fellowship of the brothers and sisters like we have today.
我们现今真的非常之蒙福，我们可以在 Zoom 里面大家之间互相见面。
It is actually quite a blessing that we're able to see one another and communicate with one another through Zoom.
互相祝福。
And then to be a blessing to one another.
我们也可以是互相帮忙，互相爱护我们弟兄姊妹之间的肢体。
And we can extend our love to the brothers and sisters in the Lord and also be of help to one another.
但挪亚当时只有动物陪伴他。
But what was accompanying, who were the ones that were accompanying Noah? It was just the animals.
但还有一样最重要的事，就是神常常与他同在。
But there is one factor that we must focus on, and that is that God would have accompanied him each and every moment of the day.
他就非常之满足了。
And because of that one thing, Noah was very satisfied.
好似而家我哋退休咗，我见到好多弟兄姊妹咧，在佢哋嘅后院里边咧，佢哋种咗好多啲植物，好似瓜果啊、蔬菜嗰啲。
So, I'm now retired, and I see there are many other brothers and sisters in the similar stage of life, and what they've devoted their time to doing is to gardening. So many brothers and sisters have now planted plants in their backyard, vegetables, fruits, other vegetations.
我们就非常之满足，非常之开心啊。
And when we see that, we're happy.
咁我哋亦都睇，继续去睇，当时挪亚点样去做呢件事情咧？咁我哋今日讲呢个第三点咧，就系挪亚个等候啊，等候之后佢要神所叫佢做嘅时候，佢又点样做咧？咁我哋去睇到第八章十五节。
So I wanted to move on to the third point. That concerns Noah's response when he heard from God. What did he actually do? So let's look at chapter 8, verse 15.
他说神对挪亚说，你和你的妻子、儿子、儿媳都可出方舟。
Verse 15 and 16, it reads, Then God spoke to Noah, saying, Go out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you.
所以当到最平安的时候，神就会对挪亚讲。
So at this point in the story, when the environment was the safest, then God spoke to Noah to go forward.
所以特别在十五节讲，就是神对挪亚说。
I want to emphasize verse 15, which says, Then God spoke to Noah.
咁就挪亚知道是安全，所以佢会走出个方舟啦。
And so because Noah realized that it was now safe to go out of the ark, so therefore he went.
所以正如现今呢个 pandemic 一样，当安全嘅时候，我哋得到神嘅话语，我哋就会安全到我哋嘅聚会所去聚会。
So in a similar fashion, as we apply it to our situation with the pandemic today, when it is safe.Then God will speak to us and let us know that it is safe, and then we can go forward and go out.
咁我哋再睇到第八章嘅二十节，佢话挪亚为耶和华筑了一座坛，拿各类洁净的牲畜、飞鸟，牵在坛上为燔祭。耶和华闻那馨香之气，就心里说。我不再因人的缘故咒坐地。
Let's go forward to verses 20 and the first portion of verse 21. It says, Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled the soothing aroma and the Lord said to himself, I will never again curse the ground on account of man.
我哋咪亦都好似挪亚一样，有一个敬拜敬畏嘅心向着神呢
？So the question is, do we have such a reverent heart to God that we would be also ready to build an altar to the Lord？
我哋冇将自己完全好似献祭一样献咗俾神呢
？Are we ones who have such a heart attitude that we would be willing to？Give ourselves as the offering to the Lord.
我哋系咪仲系时常去埋怨，因为我哋出唔到街，我哋去饮唔到茶，我哋做唔到我哋喜欢做嘅事咧？我仍然去生呢个埋怨咧
？Or are we living in a state of grumbling and complaint that I cannot do the things I want to do? I cannot go to the tea house to have dim sum. I cannot go outside like I want to. Do we have that type of murmuring and complaint?
我哋会唔会话离开咗个 pandemic 之后，我哋去到呢个世界之后，我哋会唔会将神保护我哋嗰时候，我哋忘记得一干二净咧
？Are we going to be ones after the pandemic is over and we now are in the world again?That we would be ones who are found to be clean and righteous.
我最后交通一点就是神的祝福和应许，就是在创世纪第九章第十节和第十一节。
The second, another point that I would like to focus on is the blessing and the promise of God, and that's found in chapter 9, verses 10 and 11.
并与你们这里的一切活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽，凡从方舟里出来的活物立约。我与你们立约，凡有血肉的，不再被洪水灭绝，也不再有洪水毁灭他、毁灭地。
Verses 10 and 11 reads, And with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you, of all that comes out of the ark, even every beast of the earth, and I establish my covenant with you, and all the flesh shall never again be cut off by the water of the flood, neither shall there be again be a flood to destroy the earth.
好似现在我哋亦都系得到神嗰个祝福同埋应许。
Today we also have a promise and a blessing from that that's given to us from God.
因为我即系自我所知，我哋教会里边嘅弟兄姊妹佢嘅家人喺今次嘅 pandemic 嚟讲，佢哋都冇一个人去染到病。
From what I know, I don't think there is one individual within our congregation, the various brothers and sisters in the Lord.Who have contracted
COVID-19.
Now, this is based on the promise of God and also a blessing that's given by God.
但愿我们仍然都是在这个 pandemic 的情形之下，我们仍然都是紧守着神的祝福和应许。
So as we continue forward in the pandemic, may we continue to hold fast to the promises of God and also see the blessing of God.
最后呢就是我交通就是刚才我们唱 William 所唱的那首诗歌267首。
And the hymn that was shared by our brother William, again, that is hymn 267.
第四节。
Stanza 4.
他说当向标杆力前，紧随基督向前。
We're going to share that in just one minute. On toward, stanza four says, on toward the goal, press on, blind, deaf, and sometimes dumb, along the blood-marked uphill way, hard after Christ, press on.
我们也都要紧随基督向前。
And so we need to be holding fast to Christ, holding very hard and fast to him and pressing on.
个平安就临到我哋各人身上。
And when we do, then the peace of God will come upon us.
主系祝福我哋各人。
The Lord has a blessing for each one of us.
我交通停喺呢度。
How am I sharing here?
弟兄姊妹听唔听到我想交通啊？
So I wanted to follow up on what our brother William has shared about Brother Wong's passing. And we know that on August 24th, 2020, the Lord had brought Brother Wong back home.
他熄了地上的劳苦，真是好得无比。
And he knew that he would no longer be here, and being back with the Lord is by far better.
但是我们呢同弟兄是同埋一个身体里面的，佢又是我哋嘅好弟兄。
And we know our brother, he is a good brother, and he is part of the body.
所以我哋真系好唔舍得佢嘅离开。
And he will be dearly missed.
我都曾经听过黄弟兄讲，佢话佢希望咧神俾佢多两年。 等佢写完讲完嗰个传道书同埋耶利米哀歌。
And I've heard that our brother had wished a desire to have two more years so he can finish the study of Ecclesiastes and Lamentations.
咁佢可以完成咗圣经六十六卷嘅解经啦。
And in that way, he would be able to complete all of the study of all the books in the Bible.
但你知道神个美，神个旨意系不可测嘅，我哋只能够顺服神个安排。
And we know that the Lord's plans cannot be changed, and we can only submit to His will.
我回想下，我喺一1952年就认识王国显弟兄噶啦。
And I recall that it was in 1952 that I had first met our brother Wong.
如果相隔咧，不知不觉就已经系68年。
So, doing some math, that means I have already known him for 68 years.
Yeah, 当时我仲系一个初中学生。
And back then, I was still studying in school.
咁我哋系同埋喺广州市大马展福音堂一同聚会啊。
And it was in Guangzhou that we were worshiping together.
Yeah. 佢嗰阵时咧，王鼎已经系大学毕业，参加咗工作，而且咧系后来蒙召喺我哋福音堂嗰度讲到啦。
And at that time, our brother, he had already graduated from university and was already working. And he was, in fact, actually called to serve, and he was speaking in our gospel meetings.
当时呢，我们年轻的姊妹们都是这样称呼那些年长的弟兄，就叫哥哥的。
And in those days, we had, we called our brethren at that time, elder brother.
Yeah. 称呼嗰啲年长嘅姊妹咧为姐姐。
And those who were older than us, that were sisters, we called them elder sister.
所以长期都已经习惯咗啦，大家可能会听到我称王弟兄为国显哥。
And so maybe I've heard in the past I would refer to Brother Wong as my older brother.
Yeah. 称王师母为素雅姐
，and our sister Christine, I would call her my elder sister Christine.
我哋嗰时系住喺东山区，咁咧又喺培男嘅弟兄咧就喺培正读书，女嘅就喺培道中学读书。咁我哋嗰啲中学生咧系常常喺王弟兄嘅家里边聚会嘅。
And back in those days, in the district of Dongshan, there was a school for the females and school for the males. And at that time, oftentimes we would gather where Brother Wong was.
咁经常咧就会喺佢个屋企嗰度出出入入啦。
And so oftentimes we would come and go at his house.
而且有几个弟兄咧。根本就长期住喺王国显弟兄嘅家里边嘅。
And there were some brothers Ashley who were living with at the house of Brother Wong.
我啦记得1955年9月14日。
I recall.
你讲。
In September 14th, 1955。
王国显弟兄、张耀生弟兄、林宪高弟兄就被为咗主个缘故就被逮捕。
And I recall that day that it was a brother Wong and we had our brother Stephen Chung and brother Lum, they were arrested.
佢哋喺监狱里边。 度过咗16个月零15天。
And they spent 16 months and 15 days in prison.
直到1957年1月28日，佢哋三位弟兄系无罪被释放翻屋企。
It wasn't until January 28th of 1957 that they were released and set free, guilty of no charges.
在王弟兄那个自传里面，就行过死荫的幽谷里面，他自己写到当时他的感想是怎样呢？
And our brother Wong, he has shared in his book, he had written in his book, Through the Valley of the Shadow of Death, he had shared his feelings and thoughts during that time, of that time.
他是用诗篇126篇第一节到第三节。
And so he shared with, from scripture, Psalm 126.
我读给大家听。当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像作梦的人，我们满口喜笑、满舌欢呼的时候，外邦中就有人说：耶和华为我们行了大事，耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。
126 verses 1 to 3. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. And then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad.
我们的弟兄就是这样经历了一次极大的属灵征战。
And it was this experience that our brother experienced a great spiritual battle.
所以他出狱之后呢，就继续在这个大马展福音堂那里讲道侍奉主。
And so it was after this experience and he was set free, he continued on to share the gospel in our gospel meetings.
到1957年9月14日，王弟兄就申请出国被批准了。
And it was on September 14th, 1957 that he had applied to immigrate and he was granted, and it was granted.
他呢，就是经澳门到香港与家人团聚的。
And it was through Macau that he was able to reunite with his family in Hong Kong.
Yeah. 咁我哋咧，我同埋我丈夫、我个仔女咧，系喺1986年7月26日移民嚟美国嘅。
And as for myself, my family, my husband, and my son and daughter, it was July 26, 1986, that we immigrated to the United States.
我哋系经香港就坐飞机嚟美国。
And we passed through Hong Kong when we took our flight to the United States.
我冇问过王弟兄，但我想当时呢系暑假嘅时候，可能王弟兄呢系到香港嗰度去领特会。
I believe I didn't ask him about it, but I believe it was during the summertime, and in Hong Kong, there he was leading a special conference.
所以喺光影弟兄咧，就到香港啟德機場嗰度送我哋飛機喎。
But it was the brothers that came and to send us off at the airport during that time.
我哋见到弟兄嘅时候真系非常非常嘅高兴，因为我哋已经分别咗29年冇见面啦。
And when we saw him, we were overjoyed because it was already 29 years passed since we had seen him last.
咁我哋系星期六到美国嘅，星期天咧，咁我哋又到美国嗰花门嘅机场，张耀生弟兄咧又嚟三藩市机场嚟接我哋飞机。
We had left on a Saturday. We arrived on a Sunday, and at the San Francisco airport, it was our brother Stephen Chung who greeted us to pick us up.
咁我哋同张耀生弟兄咧又系分别咗28年啦。
And likewise, we have been separated from our brother Stephen for 28 years.
好啦，大家又见到面都系非常非常嘅。
And we were so overjoyed when we were able to see each other again.
咁我哋系星期六嚟到美国啊嘛，星期天咧，我哋全家咧又到三藩市神的家嚟聚会。
Actually, we arrived on a Saturday, and on Sunday we all went to the house of God in San Francisco to worship.
我是参加老人查经班的。
And so I joined the senior Bible study group.
那我们的查经呢都是参考王弟兄那个解经那些书的。
And at the time we were studying one of the Bible studies books that our brother Wong had written.
自从1994年底我丈夫参加了这个抄录王弟兄那些查经的录音带之后啊。
And since 1994, my husband had followed or listened to the tapes and followed and read some of the Bible study books from Brother Wong.
咁佢出版的书呢都送给我们一本。
And so when they published his Bible study book, we received a copy.
所以我呢现在全有王弟兄全部的65卷、啊、加上箴言书都有了64卷的解经书，即是除了传道书和这个耶利米哀歌之外呢，我有的是64卷的解经书。
So in fact, actually, we received copies each time he would come out with one of his books on the Bible. We received a copy. So I actually have the complete copy, complete collection of all his Bible study books, 64 of them. The only two missing are the book of Ecclesiastes and Lamentations.
我唔单止我自己又要读，我仲咧每一次出版嘅书咧，我都买好多本嘅，送俾我所认识嘅弟兄姊妹。
And each time one of these was published, printed, that I not only bought a copy for myself, I bought several copies. I would send them or I'd give them to friends and family to read to have.
让我哋大家都喺嗰度嚟到。在查经方面得到很多的帮助。
So that we would all, and indeed we all gained much from reading these books.
使我们能够明白神的旨意。
That we can better understand the will of God.
王弟兄是从年轻到年老，忠心事主70多年。
My brother,He faithfully served the Lord over 70 years.
是我们学习的好榜样。
He's a very good example for us.
刚才李弟兄和张弟兄都讲到，各位弟兄啊，都讲到他所那首诗歌啊，主啊，我在这里，我都好喜欢唱那首诗歌。
And our brother shared earlier about that.Song, Here I Am, and that's one of my favorite songs to sing as well.
我们都要学习我们的弟兄怎样跟随主。
And we will learn this lesson of how to follow after the Lord.
唔中途放棄。
That we would not give up halfway or midway.
向著標竿直跑。
That we would press on towards the goal.
若得著神俾我哋嗰個生命嘅冠冕。
That we would gain, receive that crown of life from the Lord.
Okay, 我交通就到呢度。
I am my sharing here.
我願意有一啲交通。
I'd like to have a word of sharing.
我哋一齊嚟睇雅各書。
Let us all turn to the book of James.
雅各書第四章第十三至到第十五節。
The book of James, chapter 4, verses 13 to 15.
雅各書第四章第十三至到第十五節。
From the book of James, chapter 4, verses 13 to 15.
嗰度咁样讲，你哋有话说，今天、明天，我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。
Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit.
第十四节嗰度就话，其实明天如何？你们还不知道，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现消逝就不见了。
Yet you do not know life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away.
第十五节，你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事。
Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that.
我有一个问题问我自己，亦都愿意将这个问题问弟兄姊妹。
There is a question that I often ask myself, and I would also like to pose this question to brothers and sisters.
今日我们生存在这个地上，我们抱着一个什么态度？
Today, while we live, on earth, what is the attitude that we have?
很多时候我听到朋友或者弟兄姊妹都讲，我想我想几时几时退休，我想几时几时结婚，我想几时几时生仔。
Oftentimes, I might hear friends or brothers and sisters make such comments as, when and when I like to retire, at this time I like to get married, and when I would love to have children.
明天如何？我们还不知道，我们的生命是什么呢？
Whereas you not know what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life?
我们原是一片云雾，出现消逝就不见了。
It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little while, and then we vanish away.
我真的想不到，眨下眼，我已经 work from home， 在家做嘢做了。
Even in the blink of an eye, beyond what I can imagine, I have been working from home, entering into the sixth month.
3月12号晚上，当我收到通知话明日你唔使翻嚟公司啦，一直至到如今，好似发梦一样。
It was on the evening of March 12th that I received notice that tomorrow, on the 13th, I do not need to head into the office in a blink of an eye, it is as if I had a dream.
在那天之前，我想都没有想到会有这样的事发生。
Even before that happened, I cannot imagine this will take place.
还有，公司刚刚出了信，说想置那个在家做事做到明年六月。我想都没想过。
There is also a recent notice from the company that have informed us that we will be in this condition of working from home even until June 2021. This is something that I have not imagined.
去年年底的时候，有些弟兄姊妹邀请 William 弟兄今年秋天去他们那里讲一个特会。
It was at the end of last year, there were brethren who have invited Brother William this year, the fall of this year, to host a conference, a special conference there.
当然，因为疫情的问题，所以就不能进行了。
Of course, because of the pandemic, this cannot take place.
我妈妈在8月11号的时候回了去天父的家。
As for my mother, she was received home to our Heavenly Father's house on August 11th.
在8月9号的时候，聚完会星期天，威廉弟兄和我去探望他。
And even after we met on the 9th, on Sunday, William and I, after the meeting, went to visit her.
William 弟兄同佢一起读诗篇23篇。
And on that day, Brother William had shared with her, reading together Psalm 23.
我哋一起嚟到唱何等恩友 What a friend we have in Jesus.
And together we sang What a friend we have in Jesus.
我妈妈仲hum along 一起同我哋轻轻咁样唱。
Even at that moment, my mother was humming along, able to sing gently, lightly with us.
嗰日星期日，星期一嘅凌晨三点钟，我就接到电话。
That was on a Sunday afternoon, and then on the morning of Monday, I received a phone call at 3 a.m.
星期二下午三点钟，八月十一号，主就将我妈妈接翻去天家。
And on Tuesday afternoon, three in the afternoon, that was when our Heavenly Father received my mother home.
我哋嘅生命是什么呢？出现偏事就不见了。
What is our life then? We are but as a vapor that appeareth for a little while.And then we vanish away.
王定兴他很希望能够有精神同我哋一同嚟到查考传道书。
Our brother Wong's desire was that he would have enough strength and energy to fellowship with us on the book of Ecclesiastes.
你知道弟兄姊妹好多都知道，王定兴一直食嘢都觉得好辛苦嘅。
Now, brothers and sisters may be aware of the fact that during this time, it was quite difficult for Brother Wong to even eat.
因为他的牙有问题。
Because he had dental issues.
咁前几个礼拜咧，同佢倾偈嘅时候咧，佢就话 ：，Sir， 我想食云吞面啊。
Even a few weeks ago, when I had a conversation with him, he commented to me and said, "Esther, I want some wonton noodle."
咁William同我就好开心啊，因为呢个系一个好嘅现象，佢有胃口啦。
Of course, when William and I heard this, that was a good phenomenon, because that would indicate he has a good appetite.
我想唔到咁快，主又将我哋嘅弟兄接回天家。
Unthinkable, so quickly that our Lord would receive our brother home, to his heavenly home.
星期四晚上，即是八月夜一号，王师母就跟我讲，话王德兴的情况。他说如果他不衰咧，就是好的了，我哋好欢喜，他冇衰落去。
It was on the evening of August 21st, which is a Thursday evening. I had a conversation with our sister Christine, and she commented that if his condition, Brother Wong's condition, doesn't worsen, that is a good sign and will turn for the better. That means he's doing well if it doesn't worsen.
星期日，八月二十三号。
Then on Sunday, August 23rd.
大约八点钟咁啦，夜晚，王师母就同我讲，佢话王弟兄好好啊，今日仲参加麦饼，仲祈祷添啊。
It was on the evening of Sunday, the 23rd, at 8 p.m., that Sister Wong and I had a conversation, and she commented that Brother Wong's condition was very good. Even he was able to break bread with brothers and sisters. In fact, he also prayed during that time.
想都想唔到，第二日夜四号。主就将我哋嘅弟兄接翻佢个怀抱。
And then we would not have thought on the very next day that our Heavenly Father would take our brother, receive him into his bosom the very next day.
弟兄姊妹，我哋今日活喺地上，我哋有对我哋嘅生活，对我哋嘅生命抱住一个乜嘢嘅态度呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, as we spend our days on earth, in our life, in our living, how do we live? With what attitude do we live?
其实明天如何，我们还不知道。我哋嘅生命是什么呢？
Whereas we know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life?
我们原是一片云雾，出现片时就不见了。
It is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little while, and then we vanish away.
这些话真的叫我们好好地认识我们的自己。
Such words ought to very clearly remind us how we ought to know ourselves, our condition.
我真的不敢说，神啊，我要为你做什么，做什么，做什么。
I dare not say, O God, I wish to do this and this and that for you.
弟兄姊妹，我这样讲是不是很消极呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, if I were to put it this way, is it very passive?
不是的。
It is not, brothers and sisters.
因为主仲给我们第十五节。
Because our Lord also continues on with verse 15.
我们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以作这事或作那事。
For that we ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that.
生命在这个地上面是无常的。
As we live, our life changes constantly.
但是如果我们抱着一个态度说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以作这事，也可以作那事。这个是接受神的引导、安排和定规的态度。
If we live with such an attitude, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this and do that. This is an attitude which we live trusting in the Lord, in His arrangement, in His time, and in His sovereignty.
今天我们愿意有一个准确的态度，就是接受主的权柄，不容让我们自己去计划，跑在主的前面。
May we live with such an attitude to live accepting under the authority of God and not going ahead of Him.
生命和生活在这个地上都是无常的。
Our life and our living in this world is unknown and it is a constant change.
但是主的引导和主的权柄在我们的身上是肯定的。
Yet the guidance and the sovereignty of the Lord upon us is for sure, is sure.
弟兄姊妹，今天我和你抱着一个什么样的态度活在这个地上呢？
Brothers and sisters, while we live in this world, what is the attitude we live with?
我们愿意忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
While we live, let us forget what lies behind, but let us press on forward toward the goal which lies before us.
弟兄姊妹，或者我们都有很多的标杆，你今天的标杆是什么？我今天的标杆是什么？
Now, brothers and sisters, perhaps there are many goals that we determine ahead of us for ourselves. What is our goal today? Your goal, my goal.
愿意我们的标杆是主的自己，同埋主的定义、主的引导、主的安排。
May it be that our goal is the Lord Himself. It is His will, it is His arrangement, and it is His way.
明日如何？我们还不知道。
Well, we know not about tomorrow.
但是主若愿意，我们就可以活着。
But if the Lord wills, we shall live.
也可以作这事，也可以作那事。
And we can do this or that.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们能够将这一段圣经背下来，好作我们走路的灯。
Brothers and sisters, I encourage, let us encourage one another to memorize these words of God so that it may be a lamp unto our feet for the journey.
好叫我们今天活在地上，有一个主所喜悦的态度，来到度我们余生的日子。
While we live the rest of our days, that we would have an attitude that is pleasing to the Lord.
我们再读一次。雅各书第四章十三至到十五节。
Let's read again from the book of James, chapter 4, verses 13 to 15.
希望你喺嗰度，喺自己嗰度，你哋自己都可以读出声啊！阿 John 或者请你读英文啦，今次。
Let us read together. You can read aloud where we are. I will read from the English. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit.
14,
and 14 and 15. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that.
我们愿意主的喜悦在我们中间，叫主满，叫主自己的心满意足。
May the Lord find satisfaction and pleased with the attitude in which we live.
叫我们有一个准确的态度活在主的面前。
So that we will live with the correct, the right attitude in his presence.
我交通停在这里。
I'll end my sharing here.
好，我有些交通啊。
I have some sharing with brothers and sisters.
我们看这个腓立比书第一章第二十三节。
Let's look to in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 13.
23.
Verse 23.
腓立比书一章二十三节，我正在两难之间，情愿离世与主同在，因这是好得无比的。二十四节，然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧。
Verses 23 and 24, Philippians chapter 1. It reads, but I am hard-pressed from both directions, having the desire to depart and be with Christ, for that is very much better. Yet to remain on in the flesh is more necessary for your sake.
我相信王弟兄，他知道他见主日子近了，但呢他有个心愿，不是为着他自己在地上边多留一段时间，他乃是按照他自己来讲，他愿意与基督同在，好得无比。但呢他也都盼望，他不舍得弟兄姊妹，他觉得他在肉身活着呢，对着弟兄姊妹呢，那个供应弟兄姊妹得着更是要紧。
I'm certain that for Brother Wong, he had an idea. He knew that his days was limited and that his day on earth would soon end. This is also apropos in terms of his hard attitude, that he would consider it much better to depart from this world and be with Christ. But nevertheless, though, he had a yearning and he had a heart for brothers and sisters. And so he also had the other portion of this scripture in his heart as well, and that is that he would remain in this flesh a little bit longer, not for himself, but for the necessity of brothers and sisters' sake.
是的，所以他心愿在神面前要多活多一两年，不是为着他自己，那是为着教会。
Again, his expressed desire to remain on this earth for another 1 to 2 years, it was not a selfish desire for focus on himself, but rather it was for the sake of the brothers and sisters in the Lord.
因为我们弟兄一直所传讲的就教会就是身体，这个神给的负担。
And because we know that the burden that the Lord had placed in his heart, that God had placed in his heart, was the focus on the church, was the focus on the body of Christ, and this continued to be the driving force for his service.
当我听到主在一日之内就将他接咗翻天家，因为星期日他仲参加麦饼，仲祈祷咗两次。
And this recollection of our brother that on the Sunday he was able, physically able to join the bread breaking service, and that he actually prayed twice during the service. And yet the next, not long thereafter, then the Lord God took him to his heavenly home.
第一日之内, 神就接了他回天家了。
The very next day, God took him to his heavenly home.
啊, 那我就, 里面, 啊, 感谢, 敬拜神。 神恩待了服侍他的人，没有叫他在地上边，在这个接回他的途中，受好多痛苦，这个神恩待他的工人。So
in my heart, actually, I was very thankful to the Lord because God did not prolong the period of time wherein our brother would have to go through during this process of getting to a point where he would be, pass away. That process was shortened.
是神恩待服侍他的人。
And this is God's blessing for his own servant.
在我里面有一句话，在这个《使徒行传》的13章的36节。
I'm sorry, Simon. In the book of Acts,
13章36节。
In chapter 13, verse 36. It says there, for David, after he served, he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep.
细节就是说，大卫按神的旨意服侍了他那一世代的人。
And so in the subtext, it tells us that, or explains that David has served the the purpose that God had intended for him during his lifetime. And so he served his generation. And because of after he finished, then he fell asleep. And that means God took
him. 神就接他回天家,
and that is the in a similar vein, our brother Wong had also finished serving his generation. And after he had finished serving his generation, then God received him.
他其实不单只是服侍了我这几个地方聚会，其实他在香港、在大陆有服侍，服侍了众教会。
It is a matter of fact that his service was not merely to the several assemblies that are here in the local Bay Area, but rather he has served the brethren in Hong Kong, in China, and in many other places. That was the scope of his service to his generation.
很多弟兄姊妹因着他的书籍、他的讲道眼睛得开。
It's from his literary works and also from his spoken interpretation and messages in the Word that many of brothers in many of places have had their eyes opened spiritually to the truth.
我都是因着黄弟兄的交通，我眼睛得开。And
I, in a similar vein, have also had my spiritual eyes open. As I hear from our brother's ministry.
我记得当80年代的时候，弟兄嚟到讲这个以弗所书。I
recall so many years ago that our brother was sharing from the book of Ephesians.
讲到神喺教会身上边嘅工作。And
we talking about how God is at work in the body of Christ.
话教会系神所作成嘅，并且咧明光照耀，要将来咧显俾将来嘅世代看。And
how God is at work, actively at work in the church, and that the church will one day be the testimony that shall be seen for all the world to see.
呢个系记载喺呢个。 我没时间读了，是腓立比书第二章的第七节。
This is recorded in Philippians chapter 2, verse 7. And I recall very vividly that as I heard those words preached, that it pierced my heart and my spiritual eyes opened, and I saw what the Lord intended.
在弟兄身上边，我讲一讲我喺佢身上边我睇见嘅一啲学习。
Let me share a little bit about some lessons that I have learned from the life of our brother Wang.
亦都系其实系佢喺基督身上边学嘅。
It is actually reflective of the lessons that he has learned in his own life as he waited before the Lord.
我嘅弟兄喺香港未嚟美国之前咧。 在香港一間嘅教會裏邊咧，係做呢個長老嘅。
Now prior to his immigration to the United States, he was serving as an elder at a local assembly in Hong Kong.
以後我都係喺嗰間教會嚟到聚會喺香港。Later
on, many years later on, I too came to have come to that particular local assembly as my home church.
當我嚟到美國喺教會當中嘅時候，我係一直係聽黃弟兄嚟到教導，係學習無頭嘅。And
as I arrived in America, I continued to hear the preaching of our brother, specifically on the topic of head covering.
我喺教會都係咁學習。And
so this is the practice that we, our local assembly, have accepted as being a correct practice.
但喺香港，呢一個教會咧，一直都係無頭嘅，並且係反對。But
in fact, the assembly where that we're talking about, where he once was served as an elder, and where I went as a home church, they did not accept head covering as being proper, and in fact, they rejected this particular teaching.
咁我就一直冇機會問阿黃弟兄。
Now, all these years, actually, I never took the opportunity to ask Brother Wang, how is it that he had such a different understanding on this particular practice? But I know full well that for Brother Wang, he followed the revelation that was given to him from God in his heart. So once he received a vision from the Lord, then he followed it immediately. Now, his emotions and his heart is deeply rooted in the assembly in Hong Kong.
包括这个教会在内来到讲道交通。Now,
he was a regular speaker at their summer conferences or a regular speaker during the summer when he would return to that local assembly and the assembly would receive him to take the pulpit to speak and to teach.
但是有一次发生一件事情。But
on one particular occasion, something happened.
有弟兄被人誤會，被人誤會話佢搞靈恩。And
that was a misinterpretation. Someone accused him of being heretical and taking on the idea the Pentecostal ideas.
係啊，Christmatic咁嗰啲話咧就傳到翻去香港。
Someone spread the news somehow that Brother Wang was now involved with the charismatic movement. And that type of news traveled fast and it traveled to Hong Kong. Now, this is a total misinterpretation and misunderstanding of our brother and his outlook.
據我旁邊知道咧，嗰個教會後屘都好耐都唔請黃弟兄翻廣道。
From what I understood, from that point on, many years passed, and that local assembly did did not extend the invitation for our brother to return to teach or preach.
但我哋嘅弟兄咧，一句都唔同自己申辩。
But our brother never raised a voice of defense for himself.
亦都唔同自己解释。
He did not try to explain himself.
啊，就系咁样样，好似我哋主咁。被人誤會冤枉他並不為自己伸冤。
And just like our Lord's example that our Lord had taken while he was on earth, our brother Wang likewise remained silent and did not put up a defense for himself. And we see unjust accusations quietly.
这个是我学习。
This is something that I have, one lesson, specific lesson that I have learned from the life of our brother.
直到好多年之後咧，啊，事情唔知點樣樣，嗰個教會知道咗啦，清楚咗啦，再接受我弟兄。
I don't know how what the course was in terms of development, but many years later, that the leadership in that local assembly realized the truth, and then they once again renewed their invitation to our brother to return to preach from the pulpit.
另外一件事情我身弟兄身上面學習嘅咧，有一次我講完道主持一啲嘅事情之後咧，嗰陣時黃弟兄在場嘅，我完咗我再問阿黃弟兄今日講成點樣啊？
And there is another lesson that I learned from him as well. I recall specifically one time when we were still gathering together in one place, Brother Wang was in the audience when I stood from the pulpit to preach. And so after I preached the message, I stepped down and I asked Brother Wang, how was that? Now, for Brother Wang, his response was very exact. He specifically told me where I have, where it was wrong.
里边呢，我就在里边呢，就又學咗個功課。
And from that particular interaction, again, I learned another lesson.
另外一件事情呢，我時間到，我好簡短講一件事情。
My time is quickly at hand, so the time is quickly passing, so I just want to share this one specific thing.
20多年前我就同黃弟兄講，因為佢嗰陣時翻去香港印嗰啲相啊，
And so I had helped him along because he was into photography and he wanted to print some of his work, photography work. And so I had helped him. And so I had engaged in a conversation with him. I asked him very casually, Brother Wang, may I have one of your photos as a gift?
咁你而家睇见我而家后边嗰啲相咧，我都唔記得咗幾時俾我，唔記得咗啦。
If you look on the photos that I have hanging behind me on my wall, those are some of his photos. I don't even remember when he actually gifted them to me.
但喺前不久咧，黃頂打電話俾我話：你上嚟我屋企啦咁。
Not long thereafter, when I asked him that question way back then, he gave me a call and says, "Oh, come on over, Simon."
唔係啊，係講最近啊，最近冇幾耐之前佢打咗俾我，英兒你上嚟我屋企啦。
Oh, sorry. So more recently than in these past recent days, he actually gave me a call and said, "Oh, Simon, can you come over?"
咁我上到去，佢就呢度有啲畫你揀幾張啦。
And he showed me the various photos that he had printed, and he said, "Oh, there are several here, Simon. Why don't you choose one for yourself?"
唔係一張啊，幾張，咁佢仲加倍咗，俾多咗我。
But he didn't just restrict me to just choosing one. He actually gifted me several of those photos.
咁佢講一句，嗰陣時咁多年前你叫我俾你咧，我唔捨得俾你。而家咧，嗰陣時意思佢覺得好虧欠我咁樣。
He says, "I still remember that you asked me whether I would give you one of these photos, my photos, and I never did, but." The reason why the intention for him was that he thought that it was not becoming to give it to me. that the photos were not becoming, were not valuable enough to give to me.
我相信我的弟兄里面的心呢就真的好像圣经讲有人向你借贷呢不要推迟。所以呢在他里面呢他觉得亏欠了我。当时都是我冒昧讲这些说话。但我在弟兄身上边真的有学习。
So when I raised that question, or when I asked him that question so many years ago, you know, it was just a casual, it was just something casual that I had asked of him. But in his heart, he took it to heart and he looked at it and said, oh, my photos are not worthy to be given to anyone like yourself. And so that was the type of attitude that he had. And so this was, again, another lesson that God has taught me through our brother. I thought in my mind, oh, he did give me a photo, but that was not what was in his heart, and that was not in his mind. And this is what I've learned through the brother, the life of our brother in Christ. I'll end my sharing here.
我想我哋今日嘅时间咧，差唔多噶啦。
Do I still have time to share?
Can you save it for next time?
It's 11:42 now. I'll do it done in 10 minutes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. My video get locked. Yeah, I cannot start my video.
That's fine. You can still share, can?
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to share on how our brother Wong has touched my life.
願意同大家有少少分享，黃弟兄點樣係鼓勵我。
I first came to House of God in 1976.
我第一次嚟到神的家係1976年。
And we were fellowshipping on Broadway at the time.
我哋嗰陣時喺Broadway 街嗰度係聚會嘅。
There were only about 40 people at the time.
當時大約有40嘅弟兄姊妹。
I came with two other friends.
咁我就同兩個朋友一齊嚟到。
And we're not believer.
我哋呢幾個都嗰陣時係未信主嘅。
And we came late halfway.
咁我記得嗰次第一次嚟嘅時候，我哋遲到咁係開始咗一半至踏入個門口。
So we sat at the very back row, and my two friends they didn't really show much respect.I remember they were sitting on the top of the back of the chair with their feet on the chair.
咁記得當時我嗰兩個朋友佢哋未信主嘅，咁亦都好冇禮貌咁就坐喺後面，將隻腳擺喺前面張凳上面。
They were actually sitting on top of the back of the chair.
咁佢哋係坐喺嘅。張凳嘅上面，椅柄後面坐喺上面。
So because we were blocked, you know, from the back row.
因為我哋坐最後睇唔到，咁所以佢哋就坐喺個凳柄上面咁高啲可以睇到。
And then for me, for the very first time, Brother Wong was preaching, and I couldn't understand a word what he was saying.
咁當時係黃弟兄嚟去交通咁當時我係完全唔明佢講乜嘢。
And then afterward, Brother Wong came up to us and introduced himself and asked me, "Oh, did you understand what the sermon?"
咁完咗之後，黃弟兄就嚟去歡迎我哋咁佢就問我你明唔明我頭先講到嘅時候講咩咧？
So I told him, I said, not too much.
咁我就同佢講，我唔係明白好多。
And Brother Wong had a big smile, and he said, "Oh, you just need to continue to come."
咁黃弟兄就有微笑咁之後就鼓勵我你只要繼續嚟參加咁就會慢慢明白噶啦。
So I felt very welcomed by Brother Wong, even though we didn't show much respect at the time.
咁當時我就覺得，雖然我哋好似好冇禮貌，但係皇帝兄都咁樣嚟去歡迎我哋，咁我就覺得好受歡迎。
And then I remember in 1977, I continued to come to his Bible study on Friday night, and we're studying the book of Exodus.
咁我記得1977年，咁我一直都有參加黃大興星期五晚嘅查經。咁當時我哋查緊出埃及記。
I guess the Lord opened my eyes during the Bible study.
咁主就喺查經聚會裏面打開我嘅眼睛。
Our brother was sharing about the material with different color that built the tent and the ark, and how it related to the character and the nature of God in the New Testament.
咁弟兄就分享到，當時用嚟做會幕同埋約櫃嘅唔同材料、唔同顏色。咁弟兄係解釋呢一啲點樣係作為新約主耶穌嘅預表。
And that's the first time I actually saw how God's word is so accurate, so trustworthy, and transcends time.
咁嗰一次，我第一次見到神嘅話係何等嘅可信，係何等嘅明確，亦都係超越時間嘅。
And then later on in 1977, the Holy Spirit convicted me, and I accept Jesus as my Savior.
咁喺1977年年尾嘅時候，聖靈就感動我，就決志信主。
So the next 10 years, I was still very busy with work, but there's something continue to mold my life in the Lord.
咁之後嗰十年，咁我工作好繁忙，但係喺我生命裏面，神係不斷嘅去磨造我。
Even though I was still not able to understand the word of God too much at the time.
即使我當時仍然唔係太明白神嘅話。
So what really encouraged and molded me is the fellowship on Sunday after church at Brother Wong's house.
特別係對我有鼓勵嘅，就係每個星期日聚會之後喺黃帝興家裏面嘅嗰個交通。
In the afternoon, brother and sister will sing hymn, and then later on we share a meal, and then afterward we have some short sharing.
咁喺星期日下午嘅時候，咁弟兄姊妹就喺黃帝興家裏面一同嘅唱詩歌，一同嘅用膳，晚飯之後一同有少少嘅交通。
My favorite dish is Brother Wong's homemade Chinese bun.
咁我最喜愛嘅嘅餸就係黃麗卿喺自己整嘅麵包嗰啲餐包。
I saw how our brother was humble, and how he served with joy.
我喺嗰度見到弟兄係何等嘅謙虛，亦都係用喜樂嚟去服侍嘅。
He truly loved brother and sister.
佢實在係愛弟兄姊妹。
And I learned that our brother served the Lord and walked by faith because he was not drawing like a salary, but by faith on what the Lord has provided, through brothers and sisters.
我哋亦都喺弟兄姊妹喺弟兄身上見到佢如何嘅係憑信心嚟去與神同行。我哋係曉得弟兄佢係冇收任何嘅薪水嚟去服侍。佢就係靠主嚟去過活嘅。
So Brother Wong to me is more than an example. He's actually his life was impacting my life.
王帝兄在我身上不单止是一个榜样，他的生命是影响我的生命的。
I remember one time, Brother Wong gave me one of the biggest smiles.
咁我记得有一次，王帝兄就向我有一个好灿烂嘅笑容。
I remember in 1978.
我记得嗰一年系1978年。
I was waiting on the confirmation in regard to my marriage.
咁当时我喺婚姻里面喺嗰度等候。
So I went up with my courage and asked Brother Wong and told Brother Wong.
咁我就鼓起勇气走去去问王弟兄嘅意见。
And Brother Wong gave me the biggest smile and he said, "Oh, just keep praying."
咁当时王弟兄就俾我一个好灿烂嘅笑容，就鼓励我，你继续祷告。
And you know, at that time I took that big smile as a confirmation.
咁当时我见到佢呢个咁灿烂嘅笑容，咁我就晓得呢一个系神藉住弟兄俾我嘅印证。
I was still very young in the Lord at that time.
当时我喺主里面仍然好年轻。
But later on, truly the Lord have gave us the peace in as far as the marriage.
咁但系我结咗婚之后，神系将平安赐俾我哋嘅家。
So in 1986,
喺1986年嘅时候。
I went to the first West Coast Christian Conference in Seattle.
咁我就参加咗第一次嘅西岸特会喺西雅图嗰度举行。
And then at the end, Brother Kong has a calling for those who would serve the Lord.
咁完结嘅时候，当弟兄就一个呼召，就系呼召嗰一班愿意服侍主嘅人。
I remember I was sitting in the front row.With Brother Wong and Brother Eric.
咁我记得当时就坐喺第一行，就坐喺我隔篱有王弟兄同埋有Eric 弟兄。
And I remember the two brothers were shedding tears.
咁我就记得呢两位弟兄当时都流眼泪。
With joy.
佢哋系充满喜乐嘅，流眼泪。
And then a couple years afterward, after return, the Lord gave me the desire to serve Him full time.
咁嗰次特会之后，过咗几年，主亦都俾咗一个呼召我，叫我全时间嚟服侍佢。
Maybe I should use the word desire.
佢系俾咗一个愿意嘅心，叫我嚟去全时间服侍佢。
I remember learning from Brother Wong, and I realized that if I have to serve the Lord full time, I will have to give up all my physical possession and to learn to walk by faith.
咁当时我就嚟去谂翻起王德兴嘅学习，就若果要全时间嚟服侍主，咁我要学习嚟去凭信心嚟去活。咁我要将我地上嘅财物嚟到放开。
And Brother Wong told me that you should just start serving part time and then see how the Lord continues to lead you.
咁当时我同王弟兄交通，咁弟兄就鼓励我，不如你半时间开始服侍主先，之后睇下主又点样带领你。
But I told Brother Wong, I said, if I serve the Lord, I need to go to seminary because I don't have any discipline in studying the Word of God.
咁我就问弟兄，如果我要嚟去服侍主，咁我系咪要去读神学咧？因为我读主嘅话系冇乜规律嚟去读主嘅话。
And then Brother Wong said, well.Why don't we meet and we can go over the Bible.
啊，咁黃弟兄就話啊，咁不如我啊同你經常嘅嚟去一同啊嚟去查經，一同嘅交通啊，咁我可以將神嘅話教到你。
I remember very soon on Thursday afternoon, myself, William and Auntie F, Auntie Susan, we met at Brother Wong's house.
啊，咁我就記得之後逢星期四。我William 弟兄Auntie Susan 就喺黃弟兄家裏面一同嘅嚟去查經。
And he was teaching us how to do homiletic for the Book of Romans.
咁黃弟兄就教導我點樣係好homiletic 係好完整好有規律嘅嚟去讀羅馬書。
I think we all know that our brother's nickname is called the Prince of Bible Interpretation.
咁大家可能都聽過，咁黃弟兄有個花名，佢就係呢一個
解經王子，
解經嘅王子。
So if brother and sister, I honestly, when I was reading his interpretation commentary on the Book of Song of Songs.
當我嚟去睇黃弟兄係點樣喺雅歌書上面嚟去解經嘅時候，
it actually you can see how the depth of how our brother understand the word of God。
大家可以見到弟兄對神嘅話嘅認識係何等嘅深。
And I remember there was a meeting at Brother Wong's house with the elders from San Bruno Church and San Francisco Church.
咁我記得有一次一個聚會喺黃弟兄家裏面，咁喺嗰個聚會裏面有三藩市San Bruno 嘅長老。
Because at that time there were many brother and sister were actually studying the Word of God in a Bible study fellowship outside of the House of God.
咁因為當時有好多弟兄姊妹喺我哋聚會以外喺呢一個聖經查經班嘅聚會裏面查經。
And so the when we meet, we're just asking what's how Brother Wong viewpoint.
咁我哋喺嗰次嘅聚會就係想去。問黃弟兄佢對呢件事有咩睇法？
So, Brother Wong very knowing the importance of the Word of God, so he basically said that we should encourage brother and sister to study the Word of God no matter where.
咁弟兄姊妹好，黃弟兄好曉得讀經嘅重要。咁佢嘅意思就係無論喺邊一度我哋都要鼓勵弟兄去讀神嘅話。
So to end up, I just want to share. Actually, Brother Simon already used that verse about David served his generation and fall asleep.
完結嘅時候係分享翻頭先Simon 弟兄都交通過嘅喺撒母耳記上係講到大衛係服侍咗佢嗰一代，係服侍神喺嗰一代服侍咗神嘅旨意。
And we thanks God that our brother has left us many beautiful inheritance with his writing.
咁實在係感謝主，係黃弟兄留下咗好多嘅屬靈嘅福氣俾我哋。
And I think he encourages us to serve God.
我實在相信佢係仍然鼓勵我哋係忠心嚟去服侍主。
May his fervency to serve the Lord continue to place in our hearts, so we can continue that what our brother has started in our life.
願意弟兄。一生裏面服侍主嘅熱心嚟去繼續鼓勵我哋， 是忠心的来去服侍主。
And may our life truly be an example to draw people to come to the Lord and to know the Lord and also to serve the Lord.
愿意我们的一生同样的能够去鼓励其他的弟兄姊妹来去认识主、服侍主。
I'll end my sharing.
我的交通就停在这里。
虽然呢时间上面是不是多了，但因为弟兄姊妹都交通到关于黄弟兄那首的诗歌，那我就愿意在最后这段的时间里面就来唱一唱这首的诗歌，好吗？
I know we are running low on time, but as brothers and sisters have mentioned, the song that was written partially by Brother Wong, Here I Am, let us sing it once together.
好。现在开始下，佢开始嘅时候比较慢一啲，所以弟兄姊妹忍耐，听住个琴。
Well, a little bit slow to begin in the beginning, so please have patience as we listen to the piano.
只求你长存我这心意，你赦免我上了父神旨意，我怎敢偏离半途放弃，主我转意随你脚中，直到那日欢人见你。主啊主啊，我在这里，求你求你听我心语，我和上那日发出响铃，教会们欢欣因你在临，你引领众圣徒照顾甘心，我怎可不照标杆前行，伴我行完你的旨意，幸福装车欢迎见你。
请阿 Simon 领我们做最后一次祷告，好吗？
好，好，我们祷告。哦，主啊，我们里面满了敬拜，主啊，恩着，主啊，你藉着你的见证人，主啊，在地上边短短时间几十年的服侍，主啊，叫你的教会，主啊，被建立。哦，主啊，是你自己的心意，要叫你的教会，哦，早日的，主啊，来建立， 长大成人，满有基督长成的新娘。主啊，你要恩待了我们的弟兄，主啊，你的仆人。主啊，不单止恩着你的弟，我们的弟兄，主啊，被主在恩典里面你要接去。主啊，我们更加盼望主你放在你的仆人身上边的旨意，早日来到成全。主啊，在教会，主啊，早日要长大成人，满有基督身，满有基督长成的新娘。主啊，我们一同来到到主面前，主啊，叫主的心满来到意足。哦，主啊，我们感谢你，主啊，都叫你自己仆人，主啊，成为我们众人的激励。主啊，好叫主啊，我们要殷勤在主面前来到走主要我们所走的道路。主啊，并且愿意你感动主啊弟兄的灵，主啊加倍你要感动主啊你自己的教会。哦，主啊，并且叫主啊你来到赐给你自己的教会更多人起来的服侍你。哦，好叫主啊你的教会，哦，主啊满有主自己的新娘。我们祷告感谢主给我们今天的带领，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.